Right now, of course, you do have your radio dial tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Chaos, disorder, and horror.
Yes, KOT.
Someone requested it, and it's called Wet Blanket.
Doug, hey, we're both here tonight.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. Let's hear it for Starkweather, or the Starkweather Fix. That was live at the 360 on Queen West in 1997. The Starkweather Fix out of Oshawa. And lead singer Simon later went on to be in The Exploders. Mm. Who we heard off the top. 1999 recording at a Detroit Ghetto Recorders. the name of the studio there and the label, I guess. Both those things were released very recently on Bandcamp. Simon was going through some stuff, and
that's cool.
Had that. Those things came out in the last couple of years.
Brand new release.
Yeah.
And the world really needed a song about being a wet blanket.
That is a classic.
I only wish there was maybe a... Is there a better quality recording of that?
Or? There is. That was live. There's the cult favorite tape. This band has Seconds to Live, which is in the process of being, as far as I understand, in the process of being kind of remastered and fiddled with to bring it up to date to today's standards. It was a cassette-only release in the, I think, early mid-90s. I have a copy, but I haven't digitized it yet. What happened?
We're talking. I'm messing with
stuff. What are you doing? I can't see the radio anymore, right. Doug.
There we go.
For those of you who are in the dark, we've been doing the show from our homes ever since March 2020.
Yeah.
And so it's a different kind of experience, and sometimes funny things, gremlins.
Although now that we're vaccinated and everything, we might even be able to do the show together again in the in the same location.
We talked about getting together in somebody's backyard or something.
Yeah, we might also do an episode over CB radio.
We'll have to check with the authorities on that one.
There'll be no checking with any authorities. The only thing we need to check is to make sure the radios actually work, which I don't think they do right now. But if you had a CB radio and you were within a certain range of us, you could potentially even join in on the radio show.
Experimental radio.
I don't know how many of our fans actually have CB radios, but this is something I got back into recently because I found an old broken CB radio.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still these dudes that, like...
My great-uncle was really into ham radio.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So there's still lots of activity on CB radios, it turns out. Cool. And
what would be your call sign?
We'll come back for that. We'll come back. For now, this is... some songs I picked out on Bandcamp, and this first one is Bob Villain.
A lovely area before you come here, lovely.
Free school dinners for the poor, pizza with a side of misery. Teacher said when I leave, no one here will miss me. Didn't know I was a sinner, but if they say so, well I must be. Big lips, white nose, God knows no one will trust me. Mum don't look like me, but thank God she still loved me. Neighbors called me nigger, told me go back to my own country. Said since we arrived, this place has got so ugly. But this is my fucking country, and it's never been fucking lovely. We did in a town, have a drink and puff your chest out. Not a racist, you're just proud. Why should you be left out? The fairies get a march and the knickknacks get a month. We've got the right to vote. I mean, what more could we want? Free to go where I like, if I look like I belong. If not, fuck off. Go on, boy, move along. Remember Stephen Lawrence? He too was free to roam. 18 years old at the bus stop, murdered on his way home. We did in a I was called nigger, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I was playing across the street and one of the older kids called me it. I went home for bath time a little later and asked my mum what it meant. My white mum, she told me it was a bad word. We did in the
Oh, Come on, 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 come on
Yeah. You're still listening to 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. That was We Live Here, as performed by Bob Villain. I like that track. It's banging. Then we listened to Menetetti Ma, which means Lost Land in Finnish. And I was drawn to that track because they described themselves as beer punks. And they're from Finland, so... All in all, it's a banging track, I guess.
Also, we're known for our banging tracks here at the CKT. Yeah. And the 27th Hour.
Yeah. So then after that, we listened to The Muslims forming Unity. Starting off with that... Yeah, that Joe Biden sample as well. And then after that, we listened to Rites of Spring forming Deeper Than Inside. And it's possible I've never played the Rites of Spring because I'm not 100% sure if I like them or not. I do like them.
It's just a trial. This is a trial.
I kind of like the overall sound, but then there's these sections where the guitars get a little like, I feel like there could be some editing there.
Yeah.
But
it's bad when that happens.
I wanted to talk about this track we're listening to in the background real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude camping out in our back alley right now, and I was talking to him last night, and he told me about this type of music, which is called ghetto tech. So I threw it on the radio show.
Nice.
CKUT 90.3 FM, 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror and Disorder.
Yeah, and here comes Prutes with Free Your Farts, and your mind will follow. Miley Magira and the Hefka Girl. It's about, what is that, half an hour? What are we, 11:30? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
11:30-ish. And haven't played that one before, the song number 8. That's from the Charlie McGuire and the Hefka Girl. Hefka Girl album from 2006. If you care to check it out. Also in that set, we led off with Prutes out of Indonesia and Apollo 66, Surf and Turf. They're from Washington, D.C. You can find them on Caffin and Contact Records on Bandcamp. And the very cool Mytho Clash from 2013. They're based in Montreal, mashing together Sabbath and Beastie Boys with Paranoid Car Thief on Neophile Records. What do we got coming up, Doug?
Yeah, that's a good question. What do we have coming up here? Let's zoom in and take a look. We have Dan Melchior, who's going to be playing Obscured by Fuzz, not Obscured by Fun. We have...
That's a different song.
What else do we have here? Hold on a second. I'm just going to... You caught me. I wasn't paying
color
attention.
Color Removal?
Yeah. Color Removal. Who's that by? I don't even remember.
MP3, it says...
Color Removal is, MP3. And then we have, I'll come back with you on that one. My approach to these, new songs has a lot of the times been to go on Bandcamp. Yeah. But these are some of the ones that I took from my personal iTunes collection.
Okay. And maybe we haven't mentioned that tonight's show is all new songs, which means things that are new and also things that maybe we haven't played on the show before. A mix of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So. Color Removal is by the Toronto group Fucked Up.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure that I haven't played that track. You know, it's impossible to verify this 100%, but I'm pretty sure that one's never been played before, so...
Well, I'll check.
Good.
And
as long as we have our...
There might be spankings involved.
As long as we have our 27th-hour fact checkers on it, then it's all good. I don't know if I will accept a spanking, per se, but... We'll discuss that later.
In private.
Indeed. All right.
Yeah, me too.
So here we go.
For more spanking.
Dan Melchior. Obscured
new
by Fuzz.
Music. Spanking new music.
Okay.
You're still tuned into 27th. All of a sudden, my mic's messing up.
Oh, no, mine's here. Your 27th hour.
Yeah.
Chaos and or disorder. It's exhibiting some disorder at the moment.
Indeed.
Or is it chaos?
Maybe both.
Horrible.
That was Color Removal by Fucked Up that we just listened to. Fucked Up out of Toronto, Canada, for those that don't know. And according to Graham, the tip of the iceberg of an amazing Canadian hardcore scene that was possibly producing the best hardcore music in the world at that time.
To paraphrase.
Citing several sources. Before that, we heard Dan Melchior, Obscured by Fuzz. And Dan Melchior is kind of an obscure dude as well, as we were discussing. Never really became that famous, but...
Shadowy, even.
Yeah, participated in a lot of interesting groups. That one, his own band, as well as with Holly Golightly for quite a while. So, yeah. And then, Graham, you
Why
have
are
a
we
set
listening
force.
To Link Ray? Is there a reason? Should there be a reason? Do we need a reason to listen to Link Ray?
It's called The Fuzz.
Yeah.
And the song two before was Obscured by Fuzz. There we go.
Awesome. Segue. And coming up, we got some fuzzy guitars with the Fumestones. The Fumestones? They're from Madrid. With Quiero Ser Como Billy Childish. Which means, I want to be like Billy Childish. It's from 2005. Back in 1987, the gentleman of Kent, known as Sexton Ming, recorded and released You Can't Polish a Turd. And we will continue on with the scatological side of things with Mike Henry Leek, who resides in Helsinki, Finland, and his song No Bullshit.
This will be our second band from Helsinki of the night.
It's all just locking together.
Symbiosis. We'll be right back.
such a turd.
Listen to.
Hello, what?
Oh, that was Mike Henry Leake with No Bullshit, and he resides in Helsinki, Finland. That was released on a tape in 2014. And if you want the tape, you have to go to Discogs, apparently. We also heard Sexton Ming, You Can't Polish a Turd, and the Fumestones, or Fumestones, or maybe it's Fumestones, but probably not. That was, what was that? There.
Awesome.
Just that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and there we go. So tonight is a special episode. We haven't played any of these tracks ever before. I didn't have that much time to prepare. I'm going to be honest with the listeners out there. So this was a bit rushed. I put this together in about 25 minutes.
You shouldn't brag, though, because it's
yeah,
a really great.
But normally I like to do, you know, really go out there, listen to as much new music as possible, and then, you know, pick the best stuff. But in this case, I was trying to sort of shim stuff in there. So
I like, you know, the last time we did this kind of show, I didn't have a lot of new things that, like, new pieces to play, and so I was like, what are some things that I'd always liked, thought of, it always dropped off the playlist in the creation of the show, or always wanted to find a place to play that. You think you did a bit more of that kind of approach?
I have my iTunes library, and normally when I do these kind of shows, I stay away from it because it's there's a lot of music in there. There's quite a bit of music I should probably delete because I don't even like it anymore. And then a lot of it I've already played on the radio.
Well, you never know.
Finding like tracks was a little bit difficult, actually, in the iTunes selection. So I did pull out a few, though, and these two come from a compilation that is songs that Lux and Ivy taught us. So songs that either influenced or were covered by the Cramps, I guess both in some cases. And so it's more like old school rockabilly kind of stuff. And then after that, there's this guy in Halifax named D-Rock who was there at the time that I was living in Halifax playing in bands, and he's a great guy and always involved in music. And he released a Bandcamp thing recently because he's been separated from his girlfriend who lives in Australia. He lives in Vancouver. And so it's like a love song to her. And then he's hoping that people will go on the Bandcamp and buy it, and then he can go visit her. So first off, we're going to listen to...
Look at that, man.
This is a weird song. I know I've never played this one because it's kind of weird. It's the Forbidden Five with the Enchanted Fire. And then after that, we're going to hear the Phantom Whisper Your Love. And then after the back, it'll be D-Rock with Will You Marry Me. And then we'll be back to say goodbye. So, enjoy your time on the Enchanted Farm, people. They recorded this on a farm, or if it's done with sound effects.
Oh, on an enchanted farm.
It doesn't really sound like a chicken, though. Quite.
It's an enchanted chicken.
Very big barns.
Has it been enchanted by a wizard?
Kind of sounds like Donald Duck
or an enchanted
as a wizard.
Donald Duck as a wizard. Oh, but that didn't
now
sound.
That's UFOs.
That sounded bad.
Yeah.
Did they have World War II and then UFOs came? Oh my goodness, time's speeding up.
This is like they're liberating the farm animals.
Rinton Tin.
I think it's section. Yeah. I think that's right.
You think
pretty
this,
sure what's happening, yeah.
It's like a sci-fi version of Animal Farm.
Now the aliens and the animals are holding hands.
Which is, one day will be the presaging of the future. God.
Okay. All right. And then...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay tuned. There we have it. Say goodbye.
Love.
Yeah, and there you have it. That's D-Rock and Roll from the album D-Rock's a Wiener. Will You Marry Me?
Did she say yes?
I think the whole thing is they're separated by COVID, so he has to go and visit her. So you can go onto Bandcamp and search for D-Rock and Roll.
Right.
And buy that album if you wanted him to find true love again.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's a...
I really like that selection. Farm, that Enchanted Farm track. I think we should hear that again.
Yeah.
We've never really done that. Here's the same song again, but later. And this time maybe we won't talk over it. Or maybe we'll say different things over it this time. So that we know what's gonna, what happens. And we can, there can be voices and characters.
Oh.
What do you think? We could improv.
We could improv. Oh, no, shit. Don't do
what
that.
Are you doing? Okay, so it's 11:58. You've only got two more minutes of this brilliant radio show that you've been listening to here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and all over the damn world on your internet, if you've got that. And if you don't, then you can listen live on the radio if you have a radio. Or maybe a specially equipped tinfoil hat might work too. What do you think? Would that work? I don't know. You'd need dials and amplification modulation. No, that's we need frequency modulation, I guess.
Yeah.
Dials on your tinfoil hat.
Oh man!
Don't wear a tinfoil hat. It makes your head really hot, and it's already hot enough as it is.
Yeah, I really screwed the pooch on this one, so I'm not even.
What happened?
About...
What'd you do? What's going on? What the hell is going on?
I was trying to copy Animal Farm into the.
What's going on?
Oh man, this is a disaster. Okay, anyways, we're gonna listen to what song is this again? This is We Be Super Freaking Performing Friendly. Enjoy.
Awesome.
And have a good night.
See you next week.
That's all for us.
School's back.
Bye-bye.
In session.
Bye-bye.